go crazy.
Justice Wisconsin, the truth, the most requested advocate in the state. 101.7 FM, the movement continues. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, Milwaukee, stand up. It's Tory Lowe, the truth, from one to four. We about that action, so tap in and let's go. We want that justice, we want all the smoke. From Monday through Friday, trying to bring the city hope. Yeah, Tory Lowe, from one to four, Monday through Friday, let's go. We about that action from the block, and we ready, let's go. Tap in, and it ain't no holding back, we ready.
101.7 The Truth. Tory Lowe, Tory Lowe Show, live from Grafton, Capco Kids to Kids Toy Drive. 20-year anniversary going on today. We're talking to volunteers. We're talking to staff. So as the show goes on, we will be getting more information on what's going on out here in Grafton. Also, there's a cold weather advisory issued for December 12th. They said it's going to be extremely cold. Very cold wind chills as low as 29 below. So they say it's cuddle season. You know what they say, cuddling is good for your health now. So if you got a cuddle buddy, maybe it's time to get the matching pajamas, Andrew.
Yeah, that was Andrew, crazy.
When it get cold out here, do you got a cuddle buddies? They saying it's gonna be 29 below.
I opened up the dating app store. We'll see.
Oh wow. So yeah, but this is an advisory. Usually when they give a cold weather advisory, in Wisconsin, it's gotta be cold.
Yeah, it's supposed to be chilly, so, man. This weekend, I'm not looking forward to it.
The Arctic cold is supposed to be, let's see, today is supposed to be 27 degrees, which is cold. They're saying Saturday it's going to be 5 degrees with a -4, maybe a -4.
Yeah, I heard the low this weekend is -8.
Yeah, -4 is the low. Yeah, this is Saturday.
And then,
you know, Sunday is 10 degrees with just 6 degrees being the low, but I'm just saying, like, it Saturday and Sunday is going to be super cold. So, like I said, if y'all got in, if y'all, you know, got some, you know, got that one cuddle partner, it may be time to tap that, you know, hey, look, it's time to cuddle up, drink some coffee, and hit the Netflix button. But once again, we out here in Grafton, and there is an amazing event going on right now. There are people bringing in toys from all over Wisconsin. If y'all can, I mean, every year I try to show the room, and there's so many toys in this room. I mean, these toys are going out all over the state of Wisconsin to families that may not, you know, have, you know, the means at this point to kind of have a great Christmas. But once again, if I wish I could turn this camera around, I don't even know. I don't even know if I want to try it. Should I try the chance of Andrew to take this camera? Okay. Yeah. I mean, but if you can imagine just being surrounded by different toys, different, I'm talking about high-end toys, just amazing. It's big teddy. I'm surrounded by like a life-size teddy bear right now. Let me see if I can get Dylan to bring me some toys over so I can bring me a couple toys over here so I can show people out there that's watching as we broadcast live on social media. Look at these are just coming in. Somebody just brought these in right now. They're placing these toys. It's like Toys R Us. It's like Toys R Us on steroids. Just look at this. Somebody look at this. Okay, mini brands. Yeah, that's. Is that Kool-Aid in there or something? I don't know. It looked like some Kool-Aid that maybe could have been in there. But this is something. Look at this. Legos. What else we got? What else we got? Hold on. Take this, Dylan. I want to know, what this some kind of like light up hover soccer? soccer ball, like a hover soccer ball. I ain't never seen this. I'm finna give me one of these, try to kick it around and see what it do. Like some kind of futuristic AI type. I've never seen that, and this is going into somebody's stocking. Hey, look, this is a blessing. It's a blessing to be here as usual. Once again, we're broadcasting live from Capco Kids to Kids Toy Drive 20-year anniversary. I might grab some volunteers and have them come over and talk about what they're doing and what does this mean to them. Hey, look, the volunteers are just here to work. They're usually shy. You know, they don't want to, you know, they like the elves up there, you know, at the North Pole. You see them on TV, but you don't ever hear them. They don't never say nothing. That's it. You just see them walking around. But I do want to get into this story before we get too far into the segment. The Milwaukee Public School, this is MPS now. Staff are accused of locking students in the boiler room. I don't know what's going on with this. I mean, all year, stories been coming out about MPS. I guess Milwaukee Public Schools is being sued. I guess our tax dollars is being under, you know, being sued. They trying to get the tax money. Staff are accused of locking students in the boiler room. Now, what the students doing by the boiler? See, this is where, I mean, did they run out of class space? Ain't the boiler in the basement? where's the boiler is in the basement. Why? What is going on? We got some live audio if you're watching as we broadcast live. Let's listen.
Dark and it was hot.
What's done in the dark almost always comes to light. Several parents have now filed a lawsuit against Milwaukee Public Schools saying when students would misbehave, they'd be placed in a, quote, dungeon seen here as punishment. The lawsuit claims a former male paraprofessional at Thurston Woods School locked three students in a boiler room multiple times during the 2022-2023 and 2023-2024 school years.
What?
They don't put the older kids in there.
The lawsuit says the room was hazardous because of the chemicals, cleaning agents, boilers, and other machinery.
They were banging on the door to get out.
Fox 6 spoke to one 10-year-old girl, a former Thurston Woods student. We're not identifying her because she's related to one of the students involved in the lawsuit. Fox 6 obtained video of one incident. Inside the lunchroom, a man in a dark colored shirt is seen placing a child in the boiler room. It appears the child tries to open the door, but the man stands in front to keep it closed. About a minute later, you can see the man pulling the child out by the arm. The paraprofessional was investigated for violating several MPS policies. He resigned in November 2023. He told the district he placed the students in the room as a scare tactic, but according to the suit, the students and their parents say harm was done, causing the children to become scared and upset.
They came in crying. They was running in crying.
How did that make you feel?
I was just wondering. It made me feel confused.
Wow. Wow. You know what? Sometimes when I hear stories like this, and these are public settings where children, adults, everybody is around. And when they act like this, I'm wondering, is this the culture? You know, because how do you put a child in a boiler room? There's adults around, you know, and people, you know, you feel safe enough to do that. So this is where I say this sometimes could be a part of the culture at some of these schools. Now, there's also an issue with asbestos at many of these boiler rooms as well. So if there's if they haven't dealt with a lot of the asbestos, we talk about lead, but there could have been possible asbestos exposure to the child in these boiler rooms as well. So once again, just a terrible story. About the treatment of some of the students. And like I said, a lot of y'all complain about how bad these kids is, but many times it's just best to send them to the principal's office and have the parents come and deal with them. Many times when you take chances on asserting discipline inside a public space, 9 times out of 10, that's going to come out bad for you. 9 times out of 10, it's not going to end up good. And many times you're doing it out of anger, and try and upset with the child. So let's understand that this is not the right way. If you listening, if you're a teacher, if you're a staff member, if you're listening to the show, understand that many times when you try to take, when you get that impulsive nature to react, take a deep breath, count to 10, just send the kid to the office, call the parents, get them home for, you know, it's best to do it that way than to have something like this happen. Now there's a major lawsuit on Milwaukee Public Schools, and they're going to get that money. I mean, you don't put a kid in a boiler room. Ain't that where Freddy Krueger be at? I mean, I'm just trying to tell you, they said the kids got nightmares now, and this is not a good thing. This is not a good thing. I remember I was watching, when I was a kid, I used to watch Nightmare on Elm Street, and Freddy Krueger used to always be around a boiler, all around, always in the basement somewhere in the dark space. And so when you throw kids in these boiler rooms and then they're crying and they now it's on the lawsuit that they having nightmares, they gonna get that money. That's not good. So once again, if you have an issue with young children and it's in a public setting, please send them to the proper authorities. Y'all should know this, but I guess I got to talk about it because all year, even the paraprofessionals was taking swipes at the kids. Go through the right process because it's not worth losing your job. That's all I'm going to say. And I do know it's staff people that work for NPS that listen to the Tory Lowe show. It's a lot of staff members that let the kids, you know, when they free time, they play the Tory Lowe show. Salute to all of the staffers that allow the kids to listen to the Tory Lowe show. Probably this is the only time that they may get a programming that's for them to be their best. But at the same time, we got to not forget that the adults many times act impulsively and it costs them their livelihood. I'm not saying that these kids weren't acting out of, you know, acting crazy. But at the same time, it's not your job to add that discipline. Hey, look, when we come back, Tory Lowe Show live from Grafton. I want to get one of these volunteers. I want to see if we can get somebody on here to talk about what's going on. There's a lot of things moving around, a lot of toys moving around. I'm going to try to grab some of the toys that's coming in so y'all can see what's happening. On, I'm going to try to get some video footage and send it to Andrew so he can play it live while I'm out here. I'm going to do that while we on break. And when we come back, we'll have more conversation. Tory Lowe Show live from Grafton. Stay locked in.
You are listening to The Tory Lowe Show on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com. This is The Tory Lowe Show on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
Material things, I got a lot, and we just talking about material things, I got a lot. I got a shorty with some perfect hips, and she get it poppin'. She let all you cause she love to make up sex, it's a lot. I don't mean to brag, but I'm the one to be watching. Pull up Porsche, trying to make a little cash, making 50 on the check, check the check, thinking I was, had to go chain, that was fake. When I get in the streets, I took it in, got a better job, thought I was a man.
101.7 The Truth, Tory Lowe Show. Tory Lowe Show live from Grafton. Look, I thought I saw a volunteer, but really that was a 620 staffer. They was one of ours, you know. But it's so many volunteers walking around here stacking toys. I son Andrew. Andrew, did you get my video that I made during the break?
Yep, we're about to pull it up.
Okay, yeah. I mean, ton of toys here. During the break, I went and kind of got a video so y'all can see. And that wasn't even everything. This was just the area that I'm in. This is just the area that I'm in. This whole building is loaded with toys. So I got a video for y'all, if y'all watching as we broadcast live, of what's going on inside. Because I wanted to turn the camera that I'm on. I wanted to turn the camera around. But Andrew advised me not to do it. But look at this. Somebody look at this. Somebody look at all these toys. All of these toys are going all over the state of Wisconsin. Volunteers are working, stacking the shelves inside Capco. And look how many toys there is. Y'all see, if y'all can see it, let me know in the chat. If y'all watching as we broadcast live, how many kids are about to have something under the tree this holiday season. That looks amazing. That looks amazing. Once again, if you watch this, we broadcast live. I got video footage. I just did this during the break. This is why you got to have an iPhone. That's why I tell y'all Android people, y'all can't flip it over like that. Y'all can't get that real big turnaround like how I just did during the break. Look how fast that was. Bow. It's right. We right on. Well, Andrew, you got an Android?
No, I got an iPhone.
Okay. Well, why you throw the bro out there on me?
Well, I'm just saying, you know, you got a pretty good producer too at home.
Okay. Well, there we go. All the toys right there. Powerful, powerful. Capco is in the 20th year, the 20th anniversary. I'm still waiting for some more staff members to come in and explain what's going on. And I'm wondering, are they going to still have the outside event where they do the s'mores, they have performances, and they have so much. It's this huge event that they do outside. Many times when I'm out here, I do come back to that event as well. But they say it's supposed to be severely cold. A lot of people are canceling events over this weekend because of the drop in temperature. But once again, amazing, amazing work going on right now. I can truly appreciate the work that's being done. Salute to everybody that's out here in Grafton today and those that are out there in their own communities right now. Working to make sure that a lot of the children have gifts under the tree for this holiday season. I might have to get that race car. That's the one I wanted for Christmas when I was a kid, and I didn't even get it. I might have to sign the paperwork and see if I can get that little race car. It's like a green NASCAR race car with probably got the battery and the remote control in it. If you want to join the conversation, 833-212-1017. Question of the day, will you receive a gift from your ex this holiday season? If your ex showed up with a gift, will you take it? 833-212-1017. And I'm looking at what people are saying. They saying, hey, look, the ex can't give me nothing. The ex can't give me nothing because if they was going to give me something, they would have did it when we was together. Now I got my new person. You see I'm moving on. Now you see I'm trying to move on with my life. Here you go trying to slow my healing journey down. You're trying to slow the healing journey down. 833-212-1017. Will you accept a gift this season from your ex? I want to know. GP then started the whole conversation at the Pop Culture Report. Also, I want to go to the situation that's out in Hartford. People better be careful because this is around the time of the year where there's a lot of shoplifting going on. A lot of people shoplifting. But now stores are getting smarter and they're teaming up with authorities now. So y'all think y'all gonna get away, but and I've been seeing people right now, they just reckless with the shoplifting. They shoplifting without no mask on. They just grabbing stuff like and just grabbing a handful of clothes and just trying to walk out the store. Like, no, it ain't finna go down like that this year. They ready for you. A lot of these stores have prepared for you. And we got some video footage if you're watching this, we broadcast live. Let's listen.
These kids something open on Christmas morning.
It's a holiday event Hartford police look forward to every year.
We take them shopping and, you know, it's really a nice event for everybody.
But the town's chief says during this year's Shop with a Cop event, things took an unexpected turn.
Fortunately, there are a number of officers.
Saturday morning at Walmart, as police were giving back, investigators say 24-year-old Sophia Malik entered the store on a mission to steal.
My felony retail theft just entered Walmart.
Just 3 days before the event, prosecutors say Malik stole more than $600 worth of items from the same Walmart location. But this time, when she returned.
That's her.
Police not only knew who she was.
She's walking back towards the toys from the paint. She's wearing black coats.
They knew they could stop her.
You're walking right next to her. She's putting stuff in her cart.
A criminal complaint says when an officer confronted her in the store, she had more than $200 worth of items in her cart and told them she was, quote, just trying to get gifts for her kids. Eventually, it says she admitted to stealing and told detectives, quote, she would have shoplifted again, but changed her mind because of the amount of police in the store.
It's sad that somebody feels the need that they have to go out and do this in the first place.
Prosecutors say officers discovered roughly $900 worth of stolen toys in her car. She now faces a felony charge of retail theft. But police say the turn of events didn't take away from its main purpose.
These officers, everybody worked together.
Now, you know what's sad, Andrew, is that even though this is a story of a mother that felt like she didn't have it and wanted to get her kids a great holiday season, and so she went out stealing, to me that's a cop-out because there's so many programs out here right now, so many people that are having toy drives, Capco, other toy drives across the state of Wisconsin. For you to cop out and say that I just want to give my kids a good Christmas, that's a cap, you know. I guess some people say, okay, well, I just want to make sure that I give them exactly what they want. But I'm going to say this. That's the wrong thing to teach your children. Sometimes it's just the best thing to teach your children is the gift of love and the gift of just life, you know. But when you are so hell-bent on that you have to be out here stealing, it's no need for you to be stealing during this time of year. And if you waited to the last minute, a lot of these toy drives, they go year round. They out here year round. It's a lot of these, the people that do the giveaways and things like that, they have it on the schedule every year. So you would have to not be even looking for help to be out here at a store trying to risk your life for Christmas, to steal stuff for Christmas. That's not an excuse anymore. It's so many programs that will help you and your family during this time of year. So for the fact that you feel that you have to get out here and steal, that means that you didn't even pick up your iPhone or your phone, your cell phone and look up toy drives. All you had to do is look up toy drives and where they located, show up. Somebody would probably direct you to a person that could probably help you. That means you're not even, no, there's something deeper than that. You might be just a klepto. You just might just have to come to the conclusion that you're not really an honest person. Like, because it's help out here. It's help out here. I don't even want to hear that excuse. I was just trying to get my family something for Christmas. No. I know people who ain't got nothing for Christmas that's getting people stuff for Christmas. It's just that easy. There's a lot of people that got toy drives, and they may not have it like that. But people give so much during this time of year. Understand what I'm saying? Josh says, this is why people shouldn't have kids. If you cannot provide financially for kids, you shouldn't have them shake them. Well, it's too bad because, Josh, in a perfect world, yeah. But it's a lot of people that got kids out here that shouldn't have kids. And you ain't going to be able to correct that. That ain't nothing that's going to correct no time soon. But what we can do is understand resources, and there's plenty of resources. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. Josh goes on to say, a felony retail theft is diabolical. Hey, look, when we come back, Truth Nation, Tory Lowe Show live from Grafton, Capco Kids to Kids Toy Drive 20-year anniversary. We'll have more conversation. Truth Nation, stay locked in.
More of the Tory Lowe Show is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is the Tory Lowe Show on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
101.7 The Truth, Tory Lowe, Tory Lowe Show. Tory Lowe live out in Grafton. I'll say this. This is something that when I talk about families trying to get things resolved, like cold cases, this is the one that I make sure that when it comes up and the family reaches out, that I try to make sure that this information gets out to the public. I just recently talked to the family of the 12-year-old girl who case went cold. She was shot. The case went cold, and the family is out trying to bring awareness to what's happening, and there's nobody in custody. Milwaukee police seeks help to resolve this cold case of the death of a 12-year-old girl right here in the city of Milwaukee. If you're watching as we broadcast live, we got some footage. I need y'all to open up your ears and share this story. Let's listen.
Milwaukee police need your help with a case that's gone cold. A 12-year-old girl was shot and killed in her bed, and now a $10,000 reward is being offered for information that leads to an arrest and conviction.
We do have reports that there could have been a gray or a silver sport utility vehicle involved fleeing the scene.
Investigators described this as a drive-by shooting. They say it happened just after 1 a.m. June 13th when bullets pierced a Northside home near 73rd and Fairmont. 12-year-old Marvea Darby died while sleeping in her bedroom. 6 months later, MPD says this troubling case has gone cold. Investigators need help from the public, and to encourage that, the FBI has stepped in to offer $10,000 in reward money.
We're asking that those individuals or someone in the public please do the right thing and come forward to share some sort of information that will lead to justice for this little girl that is no longer with us.
If you have information that could help determine who is responsible for Marvea Darby's death, contact MPD or the FBI.
Now, this situation is been going on for a while. So when the FBI starts to say, hey, look, we got a $10,000 reward, I believe they have an idea of who the person is, but they need more evidence. So if you know what took place, or if you have family or somebody that is talking or are familiar with the situation, it's Christmas time. Yeah, that $10,000, right? You know, it's right in time for Christmas. Because I believe that now when they release a award, $10,000, they just need somebody to come through and confirm. They may even have a great idea of who did this, but they still need that little bit more evidence. Somebody from the community can come forward and really bring justice to this family. Once again, I've spoke to the family members. They were supposed to come on the show today, but we are out here in Grafton, so Monday at 2 p.m., the family will be on the Tory Lowe Show. Once again, they were supposed to be here on the show at 2 p.m. today. But since I'm going live in Grafton, we arranged for Monday for them to come into the studio and discuss their situation. But once again, FBI involved, FBI offering $10,000 for any information for arrest and conviction. And trust me, when the FBI make an announcement like that, they just one step away from actually getting the person that they probably know is responsible. So we need somebody to help push this case over the edge. We need somebody to come forward, get that $10,000, get your family something for Christmas, and give justice. Give the gift of justice this holiday season. I think we got Esau Corey on the line. Is Esau Corey still on the line? How you doing, Esai?
Amazing.
Puff.
Hey, can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can hear you, Esai.
Okay. You deal with the public, and you deal with crime, and you deal with a lot of different mindsets. There's definitely a criminal, devilish, evil mindset that is predominant in our society right now. It seems to be running things. It seems to be the first thing that happens. No regard for the person who's committing the crime themselves and their future, or the people that are committing the crime against. Like, hearing from somebody's porch, even though you know there's a camera on you. I'm trying to understand what's going through people's minds. Like the case you mentioned before, you left off a couple interesting things. The lady that committed the shoplifting crime, she had bright red hair, okay? She's a white lady. She's also really attractive, I think, because of makeup on, okay? So she's an eye catcher. She came to check, this is the second day of her coming to the same Walmart wearing the exact same outfit on a fundraiser run by police. And then she filled up the basket, and then they recognized her. Her picture was probably everywhere at the store. And then she got arrested. So I think
and she got caught with the stuff with the merchandise. She got caught with the merchandise still in the car. Some more merchandise.
She didn't take the stuff. Are queens just stupid or lazy or both? Or what is happening now? Is this not thinking of the future? I mean, if she was stealing for her kids, now the kids don't have a mother.
Right.
Did she not think of the past? The length of the latest TikTok is what I'm trying to understand. Are people's mentality in their heads. Something is wrong with not just committing a crime, but it's a mindset that you can't think past 10 minutes ahead of you. You know, like, this is reckless driving.
Eastside, I had a conversation about this a couple weeks ago about people and this type of behavior. I said that people may be using crack again. Some kind of drug.
It's the lead in the water. It's killing us. It's messing with our brains.
That could be that too. It definitely could be lead in the water.
I watch too much conspiracy theory stuff not to think we're all being I mean, especially if you're black. I'm like, black people are much smarter than that. I'm sorry.
Oh, wow.
Come on now.
Oh,
you're
going
to commit a crime. Be sneaky about it. Be ashamed or something. Change your outfit. Put a mask on. Sponsor. Come on. Just catch me. All right. It's not pretty quiet.
Wow. All right, Eastside. Thank you for tapping in. Have a fun, safe weekend. I'll say this. I've seen a lot of things, but a lot of things this year. And the one thing that stuck out is that people are committing crimes without even a worry of hiding their face or their identification. And they know there's cameras. They don't care. You going into public places. You walking up right on top of Ring doorbells. You're doing things right in front of people. They don't care if it's witnesses. They don't care if it's people watching. Like I said, I don't know what that is. Somebody hit me up and tell me what that is. If you're a porch pirate, I mean, you can call in anonymous and tell me what that is. Because I want to know. Because when we came up, the object was to not get caught. That was the object, but now I don't know if that's the object. I believe that some people say, hey, look, if they catch me, they catch me. If they don't, they don't. It's just one of those things where it makes you raise an eyebrow. And I'll say this, it's ridiculous. It's getting ridiculous. And it's putting innocent lives in harm's way as well, too. Who we got on the lines, Andrew? We got Al. How you doing, Al?
I'm doing wonderful. I think people have lost their pride. I think a lot of people have given up. People have lost value for one another. And I think they're messing with bad dope because I don't even think they're pushing that good pure like they used to. They're probably getting fentanyl, Ukanuba, and all stuff. Probably even them fire, even them no-dose shots. Because a lot of them out here, you know, they cutting the crack. They ain't serving it to you pure like they used to. So they mess. Yeah, and they messing up with that bad dope. They messing with them rollers. And to everybody, when people start asking you for odd numbers, to borrow like 3, 7, 9, they effing with that dope and they effing with the $7 rollers. All right? So the problem is once people learn to value themselves and once they understand they the source, they won't jeopardize the good thing that they got, which is called free will. They messing with that bad dope, and they gave up. And that's why they all effed up in the head. And ain't nothing can fix that except themselves. So ain't nothing you can do on that. Let them do what they do. Or what's going to happen, they're going to wait till they're 40 and 50 when they be down by that so-called devil and give their life to Jesus, and then they're going to start condemning everybody. Have yourself a good weekend. Don't drink too much and always take your drink with you when you go to the bathroom. Goodbye.
All right. Hey, look, I can't agree more. Like, it just seems like, you know what, if I get caught, so what? I mean, I ain't even for them even stealing it. First of all, in the first place, I'm not for you even breaking the law. Let's get that out the way. But, you know, they say if you're going to, you know, try to do something, at least do it right. I mean, they just now it's like, hey, you know what? So what? I crashed into your car. I'm finna drive off. Like, it's just the mentality is just way downhill. And I think that this is why it's more now than ever that we have to regroup, rethink, and reshape. We have to repair the village. We have to make sure that we're becoming resources for what's right out here. And it's a lot of people that are joining, being about that action. It's a lot of people that's joining Truth Nation. It's a lot of people that want to see better outcomes. And I appreciate everybody this year that came out, that volunteered, that came out, that did that little extra that they didn't even have to do to be a resource to help somebody else. I believe that that's going to pour into 2026 in a great way, in an even greater way. More people are even going to step forward next year to try to put a stop to what we've been seeing and start to make sure that we're doing what it takes to move our community in the right direction. Hey, look, when we come back, Tory Lowe Show live from Grafton, Truth Nation, stay locked in.
The Tory Lowe Show returns after this on 1017 The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is the Tory Lowe Show on 1017 The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
The Truth, Tory Lowe Show live from Grafton. Look, Capco Kids to Kids Toy Drive has been amazing at giving families that don't have a lot a chance to have a great Christmas season. This is like, I think, my fourth year out here, and the volunteers have been amazing. They work diligently during this time, and many times they're preparing gifts to send out to children that may not, you know, expect anything. You know, I think we always as kids want things because we watch the stories, we watch the movies, and, you know, we see the Christmas idea. And then as a kid, you're like, man, I mean, I can't wait till Christmas come. And then you get to Christmas, and many times it's not like that. The family didn't have it like that. And then you come to the harsh reality after watching all those movies and having all those ideas in your head that, man, like, why don't nobody care about me? And then you get this whole complex. Now you have toy drives. You have people that are out here working to make sure that every kid can have something under the tree for the holiday season. This is why I say it's no excuse to not have something. You got to get involved early. Like, you know, even if you missed out this year on a lot of the toy drive ideas, start following these toy drive ideas annually, year round. These are resources that are out here for you specifically, to have you and your family that are doing amazing things for those that need help. Let me be honest. A lot of people want you to hold their hand. And I'm going to tell you right now, the world is not going to hold your hand. The world is not going to hold your hand. Sometimes you got to hold on and reach out and try to give efforts to make sure that you can have things ahead of time. Stop waiting till it's too late. Stop calling at the last minute. Stop waiting around. You got phones. You got technology. You can do Google searches. You do it for the things that you want. You know, I know a lot of people, they may not be ahead of the curve on certain things, but on the things that they want, they way ahead of the curve. you know, when them new Jordans coming out. You know, they got their dress for the party 2 weeks in advance because they want to go to that party. But that's the same thing with life. You got to make sure that you're paying attention and you tapped in. Don't wait to the last minute and then try to give somebody a sad story or how you don't have this and don't have that. Sometimes you got to get ahead of this stuff and making sure that you are doing your part. And there's a lot of resources out here that are designed to help people during this time of year. That's all I'm going to say about that. But if you want to join the conversation, 833-212-1017. We got Eddie on the lines. How you doing, Eddie?
I know that ain't who I think it is.
Good day, Tory Lowe, Andrew. Thank you for getting it on point today. I appreciate that.
Here we go.
Tory.
Here we go.
I just wanted to say about this. I remember when I was in high school, my parents, when I was growing up in River Hills, my parents struggled a little bit, and a lot of the kids at my high school were getting Mercedes-Benz and Cadillac, and my parents didn't have that kind of money, so I got, you know, we'd get maybe a Buick or a Lincoln to drive. So I understand that struggle, you know what I mean? I didn't have it like the rich kids did. I was driving Buick, okay? About this thing, Tori, where people are so brazen to walk up to somebody's porch knowing that everybody has a porch cam. Everybody has them now. You can't get away from them. Everybody has them. And to be so brazen as to not to care, I don't think these younger cats value life. They don't know how to value life. Everything goes, right? There are no rules, no judgments, no rules. Tori, we need to go back to shaming. We need to shame people, not me. I mean, not for me, for everybody else. But we need to go back to shaming and bring this to society, especially women, Tori. We need to shame women. I'm on the record for that. And we need to bring back a value system, you know, where, you know, Tori Lowe down the block, he's a nice young gentleman. He doesn't do anything too wrong, you know. Nowadays, these kids do everything wrong, and why wouldn't they? There's no judgments on them. So if they're dealing pot or dealing drugs, you know, it's not a big deal. When I was a kid, you were a dirtbag if you stole a car. You were a dirtbag if you were a drug dealer. Nowadays, girls openly, what does your boyfriend do? Oh, he's a drug dealer. I just can't believe it, Tori.
Oh, wow.
I want people to live their lives, Tori, the way I want them to live their lives and not the way they see fit to live their lives for themselves. Do you see what I'm saying, Tori?
Well, they got to. I think that we got to make sure that they on the up and up. I mean, if you want to live your life and you're on the up and up, that's fine. But when you start causing harm to the community, causing harm to innocent life, then you may want to reprioritize how you're trying to get down out here, because pretty soon there's going to be a pushback on that type of mentality.
Tori, you know what would really help?
Already isn't.
I know you're on my side with this because we played football together in the mid-90s at North Division High.
Here
young men aren't what they used to be. You and I both know that. They're a little light, a little feminized, a little emasculated, Tori. We need to enact the draft, a military draft for these young men. Israel does it. I think Switzerland does it. Other countries do it. If anybody needs help butching up these boys, it's America, okay? And, Tori, I'm willing to lay out. Tori, is that the music already? I'm trying to make my point. Tori, I have a protocol for these young men to live their lives the way I want them to live and not the way they want to live for themselves. Are you there?
I'm listening. I'm listening to you. Oh, wow.
I can't hear you. Have a good weekend.
All right, Eddie. You already said enough. Hey, look, Truth Nation, I'll tell you this. You know, sometimes y'all got to send up a prayer for Eddie. Sometimes Eddie need prayer. Keep him in your prayers, especially around the holiday season. Maybe we may have to get Eddie some counseling. Hook him up with one of the free counselors out here to help him get on the right, get his mind aligned a little bit. But look, when we come back, We'll have more discussion, Truth Nation. Tory Lowe Show, live from Grafton.